Honorable Governors, my party, the New Patriotic Party, and I won the 2016 election because the Ghanaian people were dissatisfied with their living conditions and the direction in which Ghana's economy, and indeed the country, was headed. They believed we were different and could put in place the requisite measures to improve their living conditions. My government's program of economic transformation is hinged on restructuring the institutions of our governance, modernizing our agriculture to enhance productivity, a clear industrial policy, and rationalizing the financial sector so that it supports growth in agriculture and growth in manufacturing and industry. In my view, that is the way we can build a resilient economy and lead Ghana to a situation beyond aid. That is indeed our goal, a Ghana beyond aid, a Ghana capable of mobilizing its own material and human resources to build a strong economy capable of generating prosperity for the mass of our people. A Ghana no longer dependent on handouts and charity. To this end, and over the past 13 months, the period of stay of my government in office, we have begun to work on the fundamentals of the economy because we believe that an improved macroeconomy is a basic requirement for stimulating the investments we need for the rapid expansion and growth of the Ghanaian economy and the generation of wealth and jobs. This has led to the growing strength of our economy from a growth rate of 3.6% in 2016 to 7.9% in 2017. The stabilization of our currency, the CDI, reduction in inflation from 15.6% at the end of 2016 to its current level of 10.6%. The revival of Ghanaian industry from a growth rate of -0.5% in 2016 to 17.7% in 2017. Reduction in interest rates and the fiscal deficit from 9.3% to 5.6% of GDP. And the abolition of nuisance taxes with the aim of shifting the focus of the Ghanaian economy from an emphasis on taxation to an emphasis on production. We're also putting in place strong measures to increase revenue mobilization by plugging leaks and reforming the existing tax exemption regime. This process of economic and industrial transformation is going along with ensuring that the most basic elements of social justice are met. We began to make quality basic education, i.e. education, from kindergarten through to secondary school, accessible to all of Ghana's children. Through my government's policy of free secondary education in our public schools, launched in September 2017, at the beginning of this academic year, 90,000 more children gained access to senior high school in 2017 than they did the year before. Equally, accessible health care to all our citizens through an efficient and financially self-sustaining national health insurance scheme is a crucial goal of my government. We do all of this to promote a culture of incentives and opportunity, to unleash the considerable ingenuity, creativity, and entrepreneurial talents of our people, especially of our youth. This is the surest path to national prosperity, bolstered by an enhancement of public accountability. Last Friday, before my departure from this building, I appointed the first special prosecutor in our history, a known, respected anti-corruption crusader, whose task will be to deal exclusively with issues of corruption and hold public officials, past and present, accountable for their stewardship of our nation's public finances.